Supporters of getting the Hometown Democracy Amendment on the ballot next year suffered a blow today after a Leon County judge upheld a state law allowing people to revoke their signatures on an initiative petition within 150 days. The suit was brought by advocates for the amendment, which would slow down growth throughout the state by requiring voter approval for local comprehensive land use changes. They wanted to thwart an organized campaign against the proposed amendment. A group called Save Our Constitution, funded largely by builders, developers, real estate agents, and agribusiness, has organized a call and sent letters out to those who have signed petitions for Hometown Democracy. Those letters, signed by former House Speaker John Thrasher, make it appear as though big developers are supporting Hometown Democracy and urges voters to revoke their signatures. Ross Burnaham is the co-author of the Florida Hometown Democracy Initiative.
Well, the law was propped up by the big business interests like the Florida Chamber and others, and it's really a further insult on the citizens' right to amend their own constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution about deducting signatures revoked from the signatures collected in order to qualify for the ballot. And what this does is weaken the power of the citizenry to amend their own constitution.
Is there any way, you know, to quantify what this law has done for your petition gathering efforts in the last year or two?
No, there's not, Mitch, because this group that is actively attacking Florida Hometown Democracy, which is incidentally the only initiative that's been targeted for this treatment, refuses to disclose how many persons have signed the revocation petition. We do know they have used a combination of direct mail and telephone harassment of signatories of our citizens' initiative to try to get them to revoke, and that they have twisted the facts and represented that Leslie Blackter and myself and the other people with Hometown Democracy represent big business interests that want to pave over Florida.
Now, you have to get a total of over 611,000 signatures by February 1st, basically 2 months from now. Where are you on that effort?
Well, that's a good question, Mitch. We have collected in excess of 550,000 signatures, about 375,000 of which have been certified to the Secretary of State by the various 67 supervisors of election. So there's 150,000 or so in process. We have collected them, and they're in the process of being verified. But now, of course, with this court decision today, we've got this huge wild card on this. We don't know how many signature revocation forms have been submitted. So we really need the supporters of Florida Hometown Democracy to redouble their effort to collect signatures and to contribute financially to our cause so that we can ensure that we can overcome whatever this unquantified number of revoked signatures is.